Good evening. So the last time we learned, we talked about how Rabbeinu Chaya pointed out that with all that we've been talking about, the importance of a person having bitachon and putting their faith in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, their trust in Hashem, there are people in the end of the day, we have people who seem to have a lot of trust in Hashem and they're not matzliach, they find themselves having difficulty with parnasa and all kinds of areas of life. And you have people who seem to have no point to be a tachon on Hashem, and they do great, and they're making lots of money, and everything's great for them. So how could that be? So he answered by saying, we don't know. He said, I don't have the answer. He goes, we don't have the answer to that question. And Kadosh Baruch Hu has reasons, and his reason for each and every person, why that person does great and that person doesn't do well, that's something that he understands and something we don't understand. So we talked last time about how we don't always know the answer, and that's okay, and sometimes we don't know, and sometimes we live with questions. And then Rabbeinu Mechai opens another section of dealing with this question, and he gives a number of answers. He gives answers, not answers that apply to any particular person, right? But reasons, possible reasons why things happen, right? Not pointing out that person's for that reason, we never know. But he say, rather than saying, I have no idea, he begins by saying, I have no idea. I mean, at the end of the day, in a particular situation, I can't tell you why. But he says, it doesn't mean there's no reason, because there are some reasons that, again, that Chazal teaches about. And so I think it's interesting. He said, we'll go over a few of these reasons that he offers, why sometimes someone who's otherwise seems to be doing great, doing what Kadosh Baruch Hu wants, can sometimes suffer in this world. And he gives a number of options. He writes, V'chol zos matzasi l'nachon la'seis l'inyan zehesber. He goes, even though we don't really know, I want to give some answer, some explanation. That we should have some understanding in some way. We don't never really going to understand, but some understanding. Valmar, and I'll tell you, achas hasibos harabos, one of the reasons should be glal and korish lam is damenes latzadik parnasaso. Why is a person who's a tzadik nevertheless has trouble with parnasa? Yechalios averisha asabe avar, could be, he says. Person did an avera, sha'aleh hunana, she's getting punished. Again, we never know. Person gets punished in this world, we get punished in the next world. We don't understand it. He goes, it is possible. Sometimes Hashem meets out punishments in this world. So one reason could be, taka, a punishment. It happens. Pasuk Mishnah says, Hayden tzadik ba'aretz yeshulam. It happens sometimes. Vilifamim, and sometimes, miyaser Hashem etzat tzadik ba'lam hazeh, k'rila harbos es schayro ba'lam haba. Sometimes a person did absolutely nothing wrong. But Hashem gives a person difficulty in this world. Why? So they can get a schar for being managing through that challenge in Olam Haba. Commotion. Remember, Laman was the pasuk from this week's parsha. Laman anos schar, Laman anos sechah, lehitiv chabach visechah. Sometimes Hashem gives us pain and suffering and difficulty to pay us back much greater in the next world. Why he does that? Again, we can't answer this, but he's giving explanations for why sometimes these things happen. V'lifamim, and sometimes Hashem yaser oso k'dei laharo shehu oved es habore b'simcha u'b'sefer panim yafos gam k'shu sovem me'onav yisurim k'dei sheyilmadu mimenu b'nei adam. He says sometimes Hashem makes a person have a challenge, not because they did anything wrong, but because he's going to see if that person is successful anyways. And they fight through, and they have tremendous emunah, and they maintain that emunah even through the challenge. We unfortunately have seen these types of people like this for the last 22 months. Lots of people in Klai Yisrael who've suffered terribly, and then go and talk about their emunah and their continued faith in Hashem, and it's tremendously inspiring. So sometimes he says, maybe Hashem gives a person this challenge in order to be a light for other people to learn from them. V'lefamim, and sometimes, habore minases atzadik ba'oni, machzor machlos, the atzadik has difficulty with, they're poor and they have sickness, etc. Biglal rishas doro, because the people in his generation are not upstanding, in order to, to highlight what a chassid he is. Again, a similar example that this person who's successful and continues to be connected to Kadosh Baruch Hu even through challenge. And then he gives one more possibility of the famim, and sometimes maybe and sometimes a person who's a great person, they have a responsibility to stand up and to tell people, give people mussar and rebuke, and they didn't do that. Right? Noach is held, Chazal tells, held accountable, but he didn't speak up at times. He didn't try to help other people come close to Hashem. And these are, again, so these are reasons that the Chovetz Chabad says that these types of things can happen. Again, and I want to make it clear, this isn't to say that we ever know in any particular case why bad things happen. But his point, I think the point that he's making is that there is rationale in a way that we don't really fully understand, but there is rationale, and sometimes these things happen so that X, Y, or Z thing should happen. Again, do we ever know for ourselves in any particular situation why something's happening to ourselves or to somebody else? We never know. And it's not our job to know. Right? It's our job to respond. It's always your job to respond. Rabbi Soloveitchik used to always say, a Jew does not ask why. A Jew asks lama. Not lama, not why, but lama. For what? What am I now here to do as a result of the challenge in my life? We don't ask for them. But all of us at times in our lives are faced with challenges. And there are all kinds of, you know, in a certain sense, those challenges create opportunities. Opportunities for a person to grow and stay and develop their connection with the Kaddish Baruch Hu, maybe sometimes even deeper than it was before. So again, we don't ask for these challenges and we don't ever know exactly why. But again, Rabbeinu Bechai pointing out that every one of these challenges, whenever they come, even to a righteous, wonderful person, can all be for different opportunities for that person to grow, to help other people grow. And at the end of the day, even though we don't know, it's our job always to ask not why, but what do I do in that moment of challenge?